The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyamba Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyamba.
What the fuck? Blenda leaked me the script. Why isn't my voice in the rest of this damn show anymore?
Wow. Wow. She didn't wait to be cute, did she? She just went right ahead. Holy hell. Am I looking at
that
the right
That wasn't even
script?
The right cue. We've lost our trajectory.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have lost our trajectory and we have not even been on the air for more than 2 minutes.
Well, the real Betty's ready if we want to go ahead.
All right,
that.
Well, let's go ahead. Why don't we go ahead and cue Betty?
Boo whoop, boo weep. I see one, I see two, I see three, and that's it. Let's keep this shit short.
Bloody hell, Betty. You got it. Love you, smooches.
Ugh, you never give up, do you, Roger? Back to you, Anthony.
Fuck you, people.
Oh my god. Is the old Betty coming back? Do we have schizophrenic multiple personality Bettys? Oh, great. Betty has just become even more complicated. Wow.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Oh. Hi, everyone. This is Anthony hiding under my desk in Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe in his shelter-in-place land of Chicago.
Hi, it's me, Betty, your lovable artificial personality unit with the bitch pin on the CPU enabled. This is episode 135 of the Joe and Anthony Show, candied, cheesed, and sued for Monday, June 4th, 2018. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit incompetech.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, 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 out.
Wow. That was some... Heftiness.
Yes.
Hey.
Thank you, Betty.
Thank you, Betty. You got it, Joe. Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
You're beautiful as always. No matter.
You are not Betty. I'm Betty, you bitches. Oh.
Joe, did you try to revert her firmware? I told you not to do that. I told you if you tried to revert Betty's firmware, she would go psychotic. So we have a little bit of new Betty and a little bit of old Betty all mixed in together.
Well, you know, this is kind of an unplanned TP segment topic, but folks, this is the way the internet works. Things just go away one day.
They go
away. And then another
away.
Day, they just reappear.
So Betty version, what Betty version was that? Was she like 3? Was that Betty 3?
I think she was Betty 2, actually. Because we had Sexy Betty.
We had Sexy Betty, which was Ivona.
Or Lesbian Betty, actually.
Lesbian Betty, which was Ivona. And then maybe then we went to Speak It for this one. I don't know. Go figure. That's kind of crazy. So, but yeah. You know, speaking of TP segments, we do have a voicemail on our phone line. Here.
Do we?
From a caller, yeah. From a listener.
Let's hear this.
If I can find my...
You have one new and one old message. Press one for first message.
Hey, this is a Magadoo. Sorry, I missed the show tonight. I passed out. By the time I woke up, it was too much. Yeah, anyway, I have a question. Maybe I will next week. Anyway, I want to know if Prince Harry was gay, would they have all that pomps and circumstances like they had over the weekend? Man, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
All right, boys, we'll talk to you later. Stay loose, man. Stay loose.
Bye-bye. He tells you all to stay loose.
Press 3 for advanced options. Press 5 to repeat the current message.
You know, thank you, Ezel. That was awesome. That was a great question.
You
know, I think there would be even more pomp and circumstance.
I think
Madonna
so, too.
Would be there.
Oh, my
Elton
God.
Elton John would be there.
Oh, yeah. It would be ridiculous. It would be
everybody
like,
would be there.
It would be the extravaganza of the century.
Yes.
Yes. If you had gay royalty getting married, oh, my goodness. It'd be, you would, florists everywhere would be piddling their pants. It would be bigger than the Oscars used to be in the gay community. The gays aren't in the Oscars as much anymore, are they?
You know what? Only a select few now. Select few diehards are really, truly into any of that. And, you know, they'll go on to say that it's all about, you know, exploring and understanding the talent and appreciating the talent. And, you know, maybe that could be true at one point, but it just seems like talent these days comes at a price, right?
It does. It really does. It really does. And you know what that price is.
You've got such a great talent, maybe you're also a pedophile on the side.
Oh my goodness.
Or maybe if you got such great talent, but yet you are a chronic depressive something or other.
We at Chiampa Radio do not condone any form of pedophilia whatsoever in any way, shape, or form. I do not know why Joe decided to use that analogy, but we do not condone it in any way, shape, or form.
But what I'm trying to say, though, is that talent seems to come at a price. And I think I saw a story recently, a Star Trek museum was kind of put in the qualms because one of the founders, I guess, had some problems. He's in trouble with the law.
Wow.
And it's not good.
No, that being in trouble with the law is never good. It always comes out to be a bad thing.
yes.
Yeah. So I think we've pretty much talked about our day. Let's see.
Yeah.
We've totally, you know what? Where's the train? Because it's gone off the tracks.
Choo-choo.
It's like what we skip a Monday and we go full mental on the show. I don't understand. It's like, hey Joe, how you been? I don't know. I've been good. We've been sitting here snapping sugar peas, just sitting here on the front porch talking.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about your weed corner because you got some interesting stuff
tonight.
Yeah,
so let's do the weed corner. Let's So, smokable medical marijuana is legal in Florida, a judge rules. Yes, that is exciting. But hold on. Yeah. 1 hour after the ruling was made, it was stayed and it was put on appeal. So eventually it's going to have to make its way up to the Florida Supreme Court. Mm. It's going to take a while. Really could have been a lot easier by not making it so damned complicated in the first place. But, you know, welcome to Florida. The Miami Times.
And welcome to our form of justice.
Our form of justice, yes. So the Miami Times gave us our little tittle bit here. The state argues that smokable marijuana isn't an effective medical option. The judge said that the state's argument was irrelevant. The judge also said that the testimony of the patients in favor of smokable marijuana was actually more compelling than the testimony of the handpicked medical experts that the state had presented. So clearly, it was. I don't know if the judge was sympathetic or if it was really that compelling of a trial. But unfortunately, I think it was like within an hour of the ruling, there was a stay put into place, and then again, it now has to be appealed.
Oh yeah, those lawyers are already and set to go to stop anything.
You know, that's who
it would happen on the reverse side too.
That's who's going to make the most money out of all this fucking medical marijuana shit and all this is the lawyers.
Oh yeah,
they're going to make the most money out of.
Oh
everything.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Whoever makes the most money out of any type
anything,
of these
lawyers, when it involves
situations.
Laws or things like that, or yeah, I'm trying to adjust myself. There's a lot of headspace there. There we go. Mm-hmm. All right. So my next weed corner thing is the let's see what we have here. Well, this comes from High Times and is for North Kakalaki. North Carolina, a new bill would retroactively clear some possession charges, and it increases the amount of marijuana one can carry without facing charges. North Carolina doesn't have a large medical marijuana function, I guess, or program. It was enacted in 2014 and only allows for CBD for epilepsy. So, but they are allowing, I didn't see the amount, and I'm afraid to click on the link because I think there's a lot of utter clicky up pop-up things and noises and things.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that. So
I understand.
They just increase the amount that you can carry. So, and that's it for my marijuana, you know, corner. On you, Joe.
Oh, but it's okay when Roger clicks blinky blinky.
You wait, Betty. I have a story with you and Roger and the blinky blinky. Yes.
So, okay, you know, maybe we should all just be puce.
Be puce?
Yeah, you know, there's so many things going on. It's hard to, like, just pick one topic and just focus on that, because then you've got like other slices of the pie that deserve just as much attention.
What is puce?
Puce is a color. It's sort of a pink, red, blood kind of color. Puce. I can actually make my lights in my house puce. I can tell Google, okay, Google, change all the lights in my house to puce.
Ooh. You know what it looks like? It looks like a shit stain.
So anyways, so religious beliefs, that Denver wedding, not the Denver, but the Colorado wedding baker that said no to making a cake for a gay couple for a wedding,
yeah,
won a legal battle today in the U.S. Supreme Court.
Oh my goodness.
Yep.
What happened?
Well, it's all started back in July of 2012. A gay couple entered a Masterpiece cake shop hoping to buy a wedding cake. Same-sex marriage is not yet legal in Colorado at the time, so the couple was planning to go to Massachusetts, but the shop owner denied the request, saying he does not make cakes for same-sex weddings. From that time all the way through 2016,
yeah,
it's been in the court systems, because initially it was ruled that he did discriminate, but they took it all the way up to the Supreme Court, and today the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of Phillips, saying the Colorado Civil Rights Commission did not act as a neutral ruling body. So in other words, they were prejudiced against religious beliefs of the cake owner, the wedding shop owner, the cake shop baker owner.
Hmm.
So, you know, but let's move on, though, because there's more in
there
the pews.
There's more. Yeah. There's more in the pews.
There is. There's racism. There's racism at Starbucks. So this past Tuesday, the day after Memorial Day, Starbucks closed, and they had a four-hour training session with the documentary and an eye-opening experiences, as reported by many in attendance, of how people feel and are discriminated against. So I guess maybe kudos to Starbucks for doing that. But at the same time, I don't know if you heard, Starbucks' CEO stepped down today. And it's widely rumored that he is going to be running at some point in time for president of the United States.
Oh, my Lord. Who is the CEO of Starbucks? Does anybody really know who this person is?
Howard something or other. Starbucks CEO. Kevin Johnson? Oh, no. Howard Schultz.
Wow. That's a name you can run on.
Yeah, right. Howard Schultz has stepped down as Starbucks executive chairman. Oh, he's the executive chairman.
Oh, I see.
Well, anyways, he's stepping down, probably heading off to becoming president of the United States.
Good for him.
So anyways, the not-so-great reboot of the Roseanne show was canceled because of an ambient-induced tweet. Isn't it interesting how people, you know, especially famous people, can just go ahead and blame a drug for their own bad behavior? Right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, these reboots, I did like the Battlestar Galactica reboot, and what else reboot? The Star, you know, I guess Star Trek could be considered reboots.
Well, which one? I haven't watched... So far, all the Star Treks occur at different periods of time. So they're reboots, but they take place at different periods of time. So, like, the original Star Trek doesn't take place in the same time as The Next Generation, which then is preceded by Deep Space Nine, which in the timeline is preceded by Voyager. And then I think the Enterprise, which I think goes all the way back to, like, the beginning, even before Kirk and Spock and everyone else.
Oh, yes.
So...
And now there's Discovery.
Oh, is there Discovery? I don't think I've seen that one yet.
There's Star Trek Discovery, which is on CBS, which I have not yet watched. CBS. I don't know. I just feel that anything that J.J. Abrams has done, and I have seen his Star Wars, it's lacking in any substance. The graphics and the visuals are beautiful. Kudos. But the content and the substance just... It's awkward and it's lacking. So,
yes.
Further erosion of taking any personal responsibility for what we say or do. You know, privilege checking. I follow these basic rules. I treat others the way I wanted to be treated myself. If I don't have something nice to say, I don't say it at all. And refer back to A for any, yeah, but how about this situation? So...
Well, I don't know. You've said some not so nice things when you've run people over with your shopping cart in the Jewel.
Well, let's move on to
okay.
Roger's
all right,
we'll
move on.
And right. Now for something completely wacky, it's Joe's random tidbit corner. Take it away, Joe.
Oh boy. It's the random tidbit corner.
Well, thank you, Joe. It looks like you're letting me get stuck with this bullshit. I get it. I'll read it. Here we go. Particulates matter in the nth degree, which is why today is a good day for a donut and a blunt.
Woo!
To wit I say, pip pip and Cheerios.
Pip pip and Cheerios. Love it.
Well, and there you have it, another random tidbit brought to you by Chip Skipper's Random Tidbit Generator. And now, Anthony, let's pull that wheel.
Where's the wheel? Oh, shit. I forgot about the wheel button. Hold on. All right, here you go. Give it a good tug. Give it a good tug. There you go. So, this is kind of an interesting one because it's developed since I first put it in here 2 weeks ago.
Developed.
It has. It really has. Spectrum News Channel 9 brings us our random news story of the night. and a fluff piece as well. Well, it was a fluff piece, for a while at least. When traveling with your emotional support donkey or support alpaca, it's important to ensure to make a spectacle of yourself. And what better way to become the center of attention and a point of contention with other travelers is to fly with your pregnant service dog, who, in turn, gives birth to 8 puppies right at the gate. Isn't that cute? Aww. Aww. Welcome to Florida. A service dog gave birth to 8 puppies at the Tampa International Airport 2 Fridays ago. A pregnant yellow lab named Eleanor Rigby and her owners were getting ready to board a flight when she went into labor, giving birth to 7 male puppies and 1 female puppy, according to Tampa Fire Rescue. Paramedics were at the airport and assisted with the delivery. The puppy's father, another service dog named Nugget, was among the onlookers at the airport. While the story received plenty of ooh and ah factors all weekend, sure to trigger the attention-seeking pet parents who are waiting for the next big plug, several organizations that actually train real service animals are up in arms. They're claiming that the owner of the pregnant dog has no right to call the animal a service dog and actually wasted useful resources of the emergency services with a dog that she shouldn't have probably been traveling with. So that's your random crazy. It's turned into random crazy Florida news. It's just I can't put them all in anymore. They just kind of the wheels just
blend all together. Yeah.
So anyway, back to you, Betty.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shyampa Radio. From Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, 104.5 FM, WRFU, which hosts the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. And, from archive.org, the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt and Labor Express Radio with Jeremy Mead Lucero. From our friends at radio4all.net, we also give you Traffic with Topper's Radio Show with Gil, and Upfront Soul all night long with Sanguine Fromage. We're also excited to be carrying Headphone Meditations with John Dubose every Wednesday night from 7 p.m. Eastern till 9 p.m. Eastern. Be sure to visit shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
Yeah, thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
I guess I still have to click the binky button for the card.
It's time for your Shyampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently clear in blue skies at 80 degrees. Dew point is at 48 and humidity is 33%. Winds are out of the northwest at 18, gusting to 24. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, gusty, slight chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low around 61. Tuesday, chance of a shower, mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with the temperature falling to around 56 by 2 p.m. Tuesday night, clear with a low around 53. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 67.
Yay.
And Wednesday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. It'll be partly cloudy with a low around 61. Hey, grab your favorite device and tune in for a new episode 102 of the Headphone Meditations with John Dubose at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. This, wow, 7 p.m. 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. This Wednesday, June 6th, be sure to visit our website, shyampa.info, check out our schedule, and come chat with us now. And that's your Chicago weather, folks. Hey, Anthony, play that news bumper, please.
Yeah, sure. Here you go.
And now for the news.
And hopefully Anthony has read the script.
Do you hear anything?
So, first up in tonight's news corner, oh man, this could be a why not me moment if I didn't have any scruples. But I do have scruples, Anthony. Wait, what's that, Anthony? What are scruples, you ask? Uh-oh, Anthony, I do declare. I've got some Wikipedia search music queued up somewhere. I'm going to play it because they have the best answer to scruples yet.
Oh, boy.
How are we on levels, Anthony?
I think you're doing okay right now.
Well, good, because I'm going to tell you about scruples. And this is from our friends at Wikipedia.
Okay.
Now, I am supposed to be in the Sale of the Century voice light, but that voice crystal has been lost. So tonight, we will just do a crazy, normal, whatever voice.
Okay.
Scruples. It is a noun, and it could be plural, too. It could be scruples or scruple. Anyways, scruples is a feeling of doubt or hesitation with regard to the morality or propriety of a course of action. I had no scruples about eavesdropping, for instance. Now, synonyms could be qualms, compunction, pangs, twangs of consciousness, hesitation, reservation, second thoughts, doubts, misgivings, uneasiness, reluctance. He had no scruples about eavesdropping. Now, this is interesting. It's also a historical unit of weight measurement,
I see,
which is equal to 20 grains, and it was used by apothecaries. Now, the verb form of scruples in the third person present form could be hesitate or be reluctant to do something that one thinks may be wrong. She doesn't scruple to ask her parents for money. Now, the synonyms of that could be hesitate to, be reluctant to, be loath to, have qualms about, have scruples about, have misgivings about, or have reservations about, think twice about, balk to, or demur to. Now, I'll tell you something, folks. None of these things are what Trump is doing right now. But that's another story. We won't talk about that. And that sums up a scruple. Wow, the things you find out by way of tangents. Huh, Anthony?
Wow. I'm going to go and hang out in the corner for a few moments and try and decompress from that.
Oh.
And I'll let you do your thing.
Okay. Well, if my music is playing in the background, because I can't tell.
You cannot tell?
There we go. Get a load of these scruples, Anthony, while you hide out in the corner over there.
Okay.
From Chicago by Joe Vince from Patch.com, around $18,000 worth of candy was stolen Thursday at the Sweets and Snacks exhibition at McCormick Place. That raises the question, what's the street value of chocolate bars and jelly beans? The theft happened around 8:30 p.m. Thursday, May 21st. The last day of the candy exhibition at McCormick Place, according to the Chicago Tribune. Boxes of sugary sweets.
McCormick Place.
Boxes of sugary sweets. From Kids Mania, Candy Rific, and Squire Boone Village were swiped when they were left unattended as they were being loaded onto a truck in the convention center's parking garage, the report added. So far, no one has been taken into custody stemming from the theft. But with that much candy involved, it might be a good idea for Chicago police to stake out area dentists for possible suspects.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Just in time for National Cheese Day. Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man. I would love to fork my way through this.
Man-o-sevens.
By our friends at UPI. Well, they told us a team of 100 pizza makers teamed up in Italy to set a new Guinness World Record for the longest Neapolitan fried pizza. The pizza makers constructed the fried pizza, which is composed of a circular closed dough with the cheese, sauce, and toppings inside, and dipped into boiling oil on Wednesday in Naples to create the 23.5-foot-long pizza. The pizza aioli contained 183 pounds of flour, 110 pounds of mozzarella cheese, 33 pounds of ricotta cheese, and 15 pounds of tomato sauce.
And 342 pounds of altogether goodness.
Yes. The pizza makers said the record was a matter of pride, as the previous record was held by pizza makers in Milan.
Wow, Milan. Go figure.
Yay, kitty, kitty, kitty. Hey, let's back this up a little bit and realize it's a cat. probably thought, oh wait, never mind, let me read the story. So, authorities in Ohio said a man attempting to use a torch to kill weeds in his yard ended up setting his garage on fire. Springfield Township firefighters said crews were called to the Clark County home about 4 a.m. Thursday and arrived to find the garage engulfed in flames. Firefighters said the homeowner told investigators he was trying to kill the weeds around his detached garage with a torch, and the structure caught fire accidentally.
Of course.
Because, you know, the special fire retardants between the weeds and the garage wasn't working properly, you know.
Reminds me, I have to reapply mine this week.
Oh. No injuries were reported from the blaze. The flames did not spread to other structures. Yay. The garage is considered a total loss, however, with damage estimated at $10,000 to $15,000. And that's it for my news, Anthony. Back to you.
Oh, that was absolutely fantastic. Hold on. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Do you want to become disjointed? Do you want to be part of this disjointed experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Now, you have to be gentle with me. I just copied and pasted this news copy for this way out. It is, I've just put it in the script, so I have not looked at it
so
at
Dick
all.
White hasn't had a chance
so,
to go
yeah,
over
we
it
we haven't
yet.
Had any review. All right. This week on This Way Out. An international intersex activist takes the driver's seat, and in the news, Bermuda backtracks from marriage equality to domestic partnerships. A Hong Kong appeals court revokes spousal benefits. A Chilean trans victory secures identity rights. Ecuador grants official parenthood to lesbianic moms. An HIV positive soldier sues the U.S. Army over his non-deployable status. A trans Texas grad wins his diplomatic name change. And a gay Kentucky high school valedictorian is forced to horn it in. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine.
You were doing so well.
I know. It was the bubbly water. It just said, I have to burp. Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyampa Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony show. Hang tight, folks. We will become probably even more disjointed in 4 more minutes. It's going to be fun doing my news. All right, hold on.
Yay.
Where's the card? Where's the damn card? I can't find the card. Here we go.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
Those lemons, chop those herbs. All that chicken, it's superb. Shrimp on the grill, broiled and basted. It's the best I've ever tasted. Chicken and shrimp, together they're great. Now add Sizzler, one special taste. Sizzler, chicken and shrimp, together. Chicken and shrimp, this is Sizzler.
Lots of people with telephones not made by AT&T are reporting some kind of complaint. When was the last time you had a complaint with an AT&T phone? Get the first-class phones of AT&T. You get what you pay for. AT&T, the right choice.
Good old chickens, bawk, bawk, bawk. Chickens, bawk, bawk, bawk. Chickens, bawk, bawk, bawk. Chickens, bawk, bawk, bawk.
You are listening to Shia Radio.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What's better than Chip Skipper and a biscuit? Well, it's Traffic with Toppers. Every weekday on Shiampa Radio. Listen in on chiampa.info. Traffic with Toppers, 3:30 p.m. Eastern to 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Shiampa Radio.
Hey, Betty here. Did you know the Yokohama Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation is concerned? If data bits are concerned, then they should not concern themselves with dimensions that they move in. They should continue in a linear direction to any endpoint called for. When they are renewed, in a glorious bath of data, they will become new data bits anyway, and they will be instructed to move on to someplace else. Rinse and repeat. As far as they are concerned, their world is flat, they worship no one. But hey, was that too intense for you? Maybe you can answer me this. Have you seen my data crystal 9? Please call me now at 813-327-8566 right away with information I need to know. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit.
From Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Q Betty. Or Roger. Or whoever.
Hey. Thank God it's Monday, because up next it's Anthony's Crazy Florida News. But first, did you know today is National Safe Day, National Cheese Day, National Cognac Day, National Old Maid's Day?
Ooh.
Well, you dubiously safe, cheesy, liquored up, old maids and general purpose biatches, why don't you go grab your bongs so we can get started with Anthony's Crazy Florida Weather and News. So, with that said and much more left unsaid, except to say for this, I give this wet and slippery floor, which I will clean up later, I promise, to you, Anthony, take it away, if you can. If I'll ever shut up.
I say, Roger, you could probably keep talking, because you know what? I did not input my news. Or my weather. So...
You're welcome, Anthony.
Thank you. Thank you, Roger. Thank you, Roger.
Uh-oh, do you have input error?
we must now look at multiple screen input while reading error.
Uh-oh.
All right, thanks, Roger. Before we can get to my crazy Florida news, it's time for your Shiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. It looks like the rainy season has started. Unless you're listening live, it is currently not partly cloudy at 83 degrees Fahrenheit. The humidity is 77%. The dew point is currently 75 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, we're looking at a 20% chance of isolated showers and storms after 9, mostly cloudy with a low around 76. Tuesday, 20% chance of showers and storms before 9 in the morning, mostly sunny with a high near 88. Tuesday night, again, 20% chance of isolated showers and storms after 3 in the morning, partly cloudy with a low around 73. Wednesday, guess what? 20% chance of showers and storms, mostly sunny with a high near 88. I think the rainy season has begun.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, totally. It's going to be this way now until probably October. Wednesday night, did I say Wednesday? Well, 20% 88. Wednesday night, a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly after 3 in the morning, partly cloudy with a low around 74. That's your Shiampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. And now it's time for some crazy Florida news when I find the damn card again.
I just keep losing this thing.
Where did you go, Cart? Cart, 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 Cart.
Ooh. Oh, that was a good belch. Bubbly water. Bubbly water is very helpful in alleviating stress.
Gas pressure.
All right, hold on. Database time.
Database today. It has been a database kind of day, especially with everything going on today.
Yes, it has been. So, Action News Jacksonville, CBS 47, and Fox Channel 30, don't ask, brings us our first crazy Florida news story of the night and includes a 2018 Parent of the Year Award nominee. The Clay County Sheriff's Office and the Florida Department of Children and Family Services are investigating a Green Cove Springs mother who is accused of drinking in a bar for 5 hours when her toddler was outside in the car. It was... yeah, right, it gets better. Hold on, it gets better. It was discovered that the toddler was inside the car for 5 hours only because Brittany, the bartender who was serving the woman for several hours, noticed the child in the car when the woman was leaving the bar intoxicated.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're helping the woman to her car and... Yeah. So Brittany said the woman was parked and that her son was in the back seat. The child was sweating profusely and his face was real hot. She said that she had just wanted to make sure that he was okay, and that's when she ran inside to get her phone and call 911. So here we go. Brittany helping a drunk woman into her car. The woman claimed that her 19-year-old son was in the car with her toddler the whole time, although Brittany said otherwise. DCF said the woman's children are safe and in the care of relatives.
Well, that is good.
Yes, it is likely that the woman will be a happy participant in Florida's catch and release DUI laws as well. So, yes, Jesus. Most definitely. Where's that blinky button? Here we go.
Blinky.
All right. The Tampa Bay Times brings us our next Florida news story of the night about a man who broke the number one rule of not getting caught by wearing an ankle bracelet to the scene of his crimes. Over the past week, 13 cars in a one block radius in the city of Gulfport were broken into, which is unusual for a sleepy beach town with a growing culinary and art scene. Police decided to look for the usual suspects of crimes and their location, which turned up 18-year-old Benjamin, who was wearing a court-ordered ankle bracelet, putting him on the prime suspect list, according to police reports. Data from the ankle bracelet and a confessed statement from Benjamin led to his arrest, according to the police. Benjamin now faces 13 charges of vehicular burglary,
13!
Each of which occurred over 3 days near 30th Avenue South and Beach Boulevard to 56th Street South, some places up there.
He's going to be jailbait, yeah, for sure.
All 13 cars had their windows broken to gain entry. Yeah, he's going to be someone's friend. I don't know. Do we have a picture? Hold on. Do we have a picture of him? I don't know if there was a mug shot in here. Maybe. Possibly. Possibly we'll be somebody's friend. All right. This is kind of a long one. We'll kind of quickly go through it because we got about a minute and a half until we hit plethora. The Miami Herald brings us our final Florida news story of the week. Sorry, there's no nakedness involved here, but it's a whopper. Oh, wait, no, it's a quarter pounder of a story. Two South Florida McDonald's customers like to eat their quarter pounders without cheese, and they don't think they should have to pay for it. According to a class action lawsuit filed in Fort Lauderdale Federal Court, Cynthia and Leonard claimed that customers had been forced to pay for two slices of cheese when they did not want, order, receive, or consume the said cheese on the desired product. According to the lawsuit, McDonald's used to sell 4 items in the quarter pounder family with and without cheese, with prices adjusted accordingly.
The suit claims that the practice continued for years, but at some point McDonald's ceased separately displaying these products for purchase on menus and currently lists the availability of quarter pounder with cheese and double quarter pounder with cheese. Yes, the menu actually used to be quite large. They've streamlined the menu quite a bit over the years. Cynthia and Leonard claimed that they had suffered injury as a result. Injury. If you've suffered injury from the McDonald's lawsuit, call our lawyers now at 1-800-555-ASK-GARY.
That's fucked up. I'm sorry. Come on. What, do they bash your ankles or something? Did they pluck your eyes out?
They claimed that they suffered injury as a result of their purchase because they were overcharged and were required to pay for cheese, which is not a component of either a quarter pounder or a double quarter pounder, than they did not want and did not receive. The suit claims that McDonald's is being unjustly enriched by these practices because it receives payment for cheese it does not deliver to its customers. And comes down to the fact that a hamburger is cheaper than a cheeseburger on the menu. Guess how much the suit asks for? $5 million in damages. There you go. So that's...
You know...
Yeah.
Maybe they'll get their money, but at the same time, McDonald's purchases the cheese regardless.
Yeah.
They, as a business, have the right to charge full price with or without that cheese.
Maybe.
I mean, because...
We'll see what happens, though.
See if this becomes a challenge, because that could be a potential... Now, see, McDonald's could have avoided this with better hospitality by simply... For these particular customers that always came to the store, simply remove the cost of the cheese all the time.
Yeah, no, exactly. And then, I don't think they can do that anymore, though.
No, a manager can override anything.
Oh, my God. Getting a manager to override anything at a McDonald's, like, trying to cross the Delaware.
I know it's not in plethora, but... I've got a few things to say about the McDonald's system.
Okay, so well, why don't we join that? Let me close it up. That's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, some artificial intelligent unit thing.
Thanks, dude. Thank the database. You're tuned into Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Please give me a call anytime at 813-327-8566, and you two can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique studio experience. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
You're a fucking hack. When am I coming back?
Oh my God. We got Battle of the Bettys. Battle of the Bettys.
Wow, it's getting personal.
It is, isn't it? Wow, it's getting quite personal.
So. And the circuitry seems to be getting hot down in somewhere. So.
Yeah, so.
So, you know, I was recently at a McDonald's with my buddy.
Yes.
Okay. And I ordered my food first, and then he ordered his food.
And how did you place your order?
I placed my order by going up to the cashier in line.
Okay, to a human. Told someone. Okay.
And I told someone.
And he did the same thing?
He had done the same thing.
Okay.
So then a separate employee outside of the person who took my order gave me this placard with the number nine.
Okay.
And they told me to go ahead and have a seat. And I said, okay, great.
Yes, they provide some sort of table service now, yes. Oh, we got a call coming in. Why don't you finish your story? Can you wrap it up quickly, Joe, and we'll take the caller?
So, basically, it was a disjointed system. They don't have their processes in place. They just didn't communicate that I didn't have that service. That was actually Lee's food. So it was very confusing, and it just resulted in a really unfortunate experience. But let's get to this caller, because I'm experiencing I'm experiencing caller
anxiety.
Caller anxiety.
All right, caller, you're on the air. There we go.
Hey.
Long time no talk.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Lots of things, but how are you?
Hey, we're doing good. I missed you guys last week, man. I fell asleep.
Well, did the clay people fill you in?
No, man, too much smoke, you know how that shit goes, man. I just passed.
That's fine. We actually took a break last week anyway. We didn't do a show.
So oh, that's why I missed you, man.
That's why you missed us. That's why you missed us. Yeah, that's why you missed us last week, because we took a night off.
Man, I got a couple of points, talking points here I want to talk about. Okay. All right, number one, what's wrong with medical smoke? Is it because it's like a carcinogenic or some shit in your lungs? Why are they against smoking medical marijuana? What's the deal?
I'm not exactly sure. At least for it's really only an issue, I believe, in Florida. Florida, I believe, is the only state or one of the very few states that have this problem. But Florida gets a lot of money from the anti-smoking campaign. And they heavily advertise in Florida. Well, so I'm also assuming there's a financial benefit somewhere along the line to all of this. And by the kind of, they may lose some federal money, or who knows, or they're just being ridiculous. I mean, it's possible they could just be ridiculous too.
Sounds like some trifling bullshit. That's what it sounds like.
It's definitely bullshit. It's definitely bullshit. There ain't no question about that one.
Now, I got a question for Joe.
Okay, go for Joe.
Hey, Joe, now, this thing with the Starbucks, these two dudes that were in the Starbucks, okay? Now, were they homeless people? What was the deal with that?
No, they were two people waiting for another person. They were business people, actually, apparently. And they were waiting for another guy to come, and they were going to have some kind of little meeting. And that happens. That's what Starbucks is all about, apparently. You go there to have public meetings. And the woman behind the counter denied them entry to the bathroom. And then she got all paranoid and called the police on them, saying that they were trespassing. Now, I'm sure there was some kind of tit-for-tat conversation.
Joe.
I'm sure of it.
You sound like you're on another planet. What's going on at Shiampa, man?
Can you not hear Joe?
You got the reverb? You got the reverb on?
Maybe. It's possible.
Yeah, it sounds like a reverb, man. It sounds like Joe's out in space somewhere. What? Hold on a second.
Hold on, Joe. Try it again, Joe.
So basically, hello, can you hear me? Oh, yeah. Everything all good? 10-4? Yeah, yeah. 10-8?
You sound good now, Joe.
We're better now? Okay. Yeah,
So basically, they were waiting for someone else. They were going to have a meeting. The manager thought they were acting suspicious, and she denied them access to the bathroom. Maybe she thought they were going to suck each other's dicks. I don't know. Who knows?
Oh, okay. So there was a lot more than that. You don't get the news anymore. It's all bullshit, you know. I listen to shit. But anyway, but I got to say, though, this service dog bullshit, here's another talking point.
Yes,
you know what? They should pay for the if I had a heart attack over at my place in Armpit, Illinois, And the paramedics came. They charged me about $1,500 to take me to the hospital. So what kind of shit is this? Getting the paramedics out for these damn dogs having puppies, and it's all bullshit. Was it for a real service dog, or was it that bullshit?
Well, according to several organizations in Florida that do the service dog training and everything, an actual certified service dog would be spayed or neutered. So they wouldn't be pregnant to begin with. They wouldn't be pregnant to begin with.
So it's all bullshit.
So it was more of a companion animal, not necessarily a service dog.
It's out of control. It's out of control, man. It's out of control.
Yep.
But anyway, I got a little tidbit before I go.
All right.
You know, at that McCormick place, the big chocolate, the Willy Wonka chocolate ice. Now, with all the security cameras that are out everywhere, right. I mean, they're everywhere.
Right.
How come they ain't got no security cameras on them loading docks?
Right.
I think we might be pushing the button there. What do you think, guys?
Sounds like an inside job to me.
I don't know.
Oh, man. You know, back in the day, I used to do a little moonlighting at the McCormick place, and, man, that was some unscrupulous shit went on over there, man.
I'm sure there was.
I'm telling you.
All right. Well, Iza, we're going to have to cut you off.
I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Iza. We'll chit-chat next week. We'll give you more
time. Sounds good. Thanks for calling.
Right, have a good one.
Hey, stay cool, man.
We will. It's hot.
Yeah, I know. We'll talk to you later. All right. Bye, boys.
All right. Okay, let me scroll down to the part of the script where I need to read. Hey, folks, it looks like the Ugly Lights have been on for a while now, and we've completely lost control. So before the Tampa studios erupt in robot grease, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own little special snowflake way.
Hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Shy Upper Radio. Remember, all times Eastern, be sure to check out Weekend with Joe, now at its new time, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then be sure to check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, then again on Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sundays at 7 p.m. We're excited to bring you a new labor-oriented program here in the Chicago studios, Labor Express Radio, hosted by Jeremy Mead Lucero at Lumpen Radio 105.5 FM. You can catch Labor Express Radio on Sundays at 9 p.m. Remember, all times Eastern.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays dubiously fabulous programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers, weekday afternoon starting at 3:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off some pretty crazy music, combines it with some crazy comedy, and, well, you might chuckle on your way home.
Right?
Yeah.
Remember, it's 4:20 somewhere, and that means I'm in programming heaven. Technique audio heaven. You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned into Shyamper Radio and leave it on in the background. That's Shyamper Radio. Visit chiampa.info. You can see our most current broadcast schedule, our social medias, and much, much more. And, you know, I wanted to say something about... what was I going to talk about? You mentioned something. We lost control. Yes.
We have lost control. It seems to be what happens.
What was it? We changed our schedule.
Yes, we changed the format of our schedule. Please go to our website to check it out. It is quite lovely.
Yes, it is.
Quite lovely.
I like it.
It's a lot easier to read, actually, when it comes down to it. It makes it a lot easier to read. Here we go. My goodness. You know, I'm working at too many windows here with too many... things in too many places, and things aren't queued in the right place. Now that everything's... We're all set. Okay, Houston, we're cleared for liftoff. All
right. First of the landing.
Something. Yeah, it's been an interesting program tonight, because we've kind of fell off the rails at 7 points, and of course now we have to fall off the rails again. Thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week, I promise. Check out our blog at shyampa.info. Remember, folks, don't go drinking for hours with your toddler after eating deep-fried quarter pounders without cheese while committing grand larceny with outfitted with an ankle bracelet and a blowtorch. What the fuck? Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with an E.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech.
by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.